T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we've arrived at a very special time of the week. We call it Cookie's Surprise. We've had everybody from Jim Leland, Sean Casey, Jerome Bettis, all of whom pale in comparison to Eric Hagman, who was one of the first on Cookie's Surprise. This one may top them all. We'll see, Ron. Let's open it up with your signature line.
All right, here we go. Caller, who are you?
Who's this?
You know what? You guys do this to me all the time. I can't tell who this is. Who is this?
Who am I talking to right now? What is this? I'm trying to call a hotline right now. What is this?
Let me guess. Are your initials NW?
My initials NW? No. I don't know what that means.
You think this is Nabias Wilborn from the Post Gazette?
No! What? Who's in here with me? This is crazy! NB? Who is that? What? A double surprise?
It is a double surprise, because I don't know who the hell you are by the way you're screaming here.
Who is the only person that is excited to talk to you every single week in the entire city of Pittsburgh?
Oh, okay. I thought it was Neil Walker. Now I know. Oh, God. You know what? You guys do this to me all the time. They disguise their voices. And Al Villanueva, they describe their voices just like you did, and I'm left to be guessing. How are you, my friend? How are you?
I'm so happy that all the years of ESL that I took in high school have paid off, and now my accent is completely perfect. It says a lot about the educational system in America.
Well, I appreciate you taking time. How are you doing during these crazy times?
I'm doing awesome. Nobody bothers me anywhere. Everybody's doing their own thing. It's awesome. But listen, hey, I got another guest. This is a surprise for you and Joe. Someone who's sitting next to me right now, you wouldn't guess who it is, because it's not Dave.
Wow, it is not Dave. That's who I would have guessed.
You bet. You're guessing wrong to Dave.
I can't. Duck Hodges. Can't.
Is it Duck?
Know my voice. You guys don't know my voice by now?
Oh! It's Pouncy, Ron.
Yeah, it's Pouncy. Is this Pouncy?
Yeah, it's
me, guys. Hey, it's Alan Pounds together, no big deal. Making power moves in the city, whatever.
Hey, Marquise, I had more respect for you. What are you doing hanging around with Villanueva?
I know, man. You need help, man. Quarantine really got him.
Well, how are you guys doing in quarantine? What are you doing? Are we getting ready for football? Is there going to be football?
Yeah, we fast paced, first of all. And then we grinding, baby. You know, we professional athletes, man. They can take all the stuff away from us, close everything down. We're going to work out in the backyard, baby.
Look at this. Look at Marquise Pouncey with his cliche statements, politically correct, the face of the franchise. That's a 10 out of 10 right there. Joe, you should write another article for the Post Gazette, I hear, with his little statements that you get from Marquise Pouncey.
Shout out to Mr. Ernie for that.
Shout out to Mr. Ernie. Shout out to the Steelers.
Hey, I'm too busy writing articles promoting Pouncey for the Hall of Fame. That's all I seem to do anymore.
Hey, don't be wasting your time with that now. We got better things in life to talk about.
This is unbelievable, Ron. This has taken a turn I didn't expect on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Where's Dave?
I kicked him out, man. He couldn't ride in the car. He wanted to ride a shotgun. I said, it ain't happening today.
Do you fish and hunt like Dave, Marquise?
No, I love Dave. Dave's actually, he took a trip out of town with his wife.
All right, I got to ask both you guys, what's going on in the world? What do you think? Marquise, you first.
Well, you know how I am, guys. I mean, it's a lot of things that you got to prove to me, and obviously, over time, things have been proven not to be all the way factual. So I'm going to take it day by day and just do what I always do, man. Stay reading up on things. Don't believe what other people say, and stay focused. Because, I mean, you guys probably feel just like me. I mean, I know how you guys feel. I know you guys really well.
Dave?
Oh, he called him Dave. I like that.
Well, what did I do? Did I just call? I didn't even know I did that. I'm sorry. Marquise, you know, I can't keep track of who I'm talking to. Al, what's going on with you?
I can't keep up who gave up the sack. I'm just going to give it to Al. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening in the game. Oh, it's Al's fault. Yeah.
He's trying for a good article about him.
It's
No, he is kind of right about that, Marquise. It is easy. We always blame Al when there's a mistake. That's what we do.
You don't know the American culture all the way, so it's fine.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have social media. I can never defend myself. Here's how I address what's going on in the world right now. Ryan, you might know exactly what I'm talking about, Joe. I don't know how old you are, so, you know, we'll leave it at that. I watched one of the most unbelievable movies that I've ever seen in my entire life over the weekend, and I felt like it was an antidote for all the anger and everything that's happened on every single time you turn on the TV. It's a movie that came out in 1976 called Network. Are you guys familiar with that movie? Won a bunch of Oscars. Haven't heard about that movie again. Unbelievable movie.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Is that the line from that one?
Yes. What an amazing movie! I cannot. It is the most. This should every single channel should be watching that top of the feed.
Tell them to get to the point. You didn't ask the question yet.
Al, what do you think of what's going on, and what did you think about what Drew Brees said?
Oh my goodness! Are you kidding me? What did you call Ron for a little surprise gift here we're going on right now? Look at the fact, here's the thing, the media, I'm going to blame it on the media. I'm going to blame the media because the media is always trying to hyper-focus things, pit things people against each other.
Don't change the narrative again.
Change narratives.
We've already dealt with this before. Changing the narrative again is not going to go right for anyone.
The media is unbelievably divisive right now. It's exactly what Howard Beale was trying to warn us against. So,
hey, and a lot of us were wrong, bro. It's okay that something we were wrong and said the wrong thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I can guarantee you that. But once again, we cannot change the narrative on what people are saying, what the reason was. That's the one thing that bothers me, whenever the narrative changed. Or whenever someone puts the narrative out there and then someone else puts their own narrative with it.
Hold on, Ron. Hold on, let me say something there.
I got a question, too, here.
Let me say something there. When you blame the media, and the media isn't guiltless, this particular controversy was born of a guy on social media talking, and then athletes who can think and speak for themselves going on their social media accounts and ripping him or praising him. You guys don't need the media anymore. You can speak for yourselves on social media. The media has nothing to do with what Drew Brees said and how Steven Jackson, LeBron James, Aaron Rodgers, and everybody else responded. The media is left out of that conversation, really.
Well, I know, but the narrative, I get what you're saying, and you're right about that. We're just saying how the narrative swings from it being about the military. And it's not about that. That's all that people are trying to say. There's no point in going back and forth about it. All I'm just saying is that, man, when people are saying the narrative, they're just saying that it's police brutality. But people are saying it's about the army and the fight. It's just not right. You know what I mean? Because obviously times have changed now, and people have seen some of the true colors of America.
I have nothing to say, and I'm about to go through the forfeit tunnel, so I hope the phone call drops, you know, in the next 30 seconds.
Well, Marquise, I could not agree more with you. And I've said all along, I don't believe it was about the military. A lot of people do. I don't. And I'm surprised that Drew Brees said what he did. That's all.
People have their own opinions.
People have their own opinions.
And people are right for their own opinions. But sometimes you got to sensitize it just because we went through a lot differently than you went through growing up.
Now Al is going to sabotage this call, Ron. I can feel it.
Yes.
He made up the fact they're going through the Fort Pitt Tunnel, and now they're going to go silent. I can feel it happening right now.
We're going through the Fort Pitt Tunnel right now, and I'm about to say something. You cannot confirm or deny that the person that is speaking right now is Al Villanueva.
Ron?
I'm not quite sure what that means, although I'd love your opinion on this because you're a war hero, man.
No, I'm not a war hero. Do not. You're ambushing me right now about something that was meant to be a surprise for Ron. The media, words taken out of context. They were taken out of context last time I spoke about this issue, so I will never speak on it again.
All right. We appreciate
it. I spoke for him. He feels like me.
Howard Beale speaks for me.
Who?
Howard Beale is the main character from the movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, Howard Beale from Network. All right, Al.
I can't ask Al serious questions.
No, not Howard Beale. Mr. Jensen. Mr.
refers back to movies all the time.
Mr. Jensen speaks for me. There's an ebb and flow. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are just dollars. That's all it is. That's how I feel. Quote me on that. That's what it is.
I like that quote, actually. Yes. All right, Al, I don't know where to go now. This thing's now taking another turn. Do you want to go back to Netflix? The last time I had you on the air, I started you off by asking if you've ever ridden a giraffe, and you didn't want to talk about that either. You said it was a terrible question.
Listen, that's crazy. This is crazy that the fan nukes me out of the show twice in a row. I go on Palmer Blackout for about 2 months, and now you ask me to come on this interview. And you asked me about the national anthem. This is crazy.
Ron, did you ask him about the anthem?
I asked him what he thought about Drew Brees and what's going on in the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a right to say no, and you did, Al. And I thought you said it quite well. So let's move on to the next topic.
Go ahead, Joe.
Have you ever had a Cornish hen?
A Cornish hen? What is a Cornish hen? What is that?
It's a baby chicken.
A baby chicken? I eat that all the time.
I don't know. We just got lost. We're going on. Why are we going this way? We got to go over there.
Hey, y'all got Al so flustered right now. He took the wrong exit.
Well, I think we're probably going to have, there will be no more at the Villas or anything but football with Al. I don't think we're going to ever be allowed back in the locker room again. So, Al, I don't know, your career with us, I'm sure you're going to go on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
It was already entertained. No worries.
That was already entertained.
Hey, that career was over before it started.
You know what's crazy is that, no, there's actually a lot of fans about the Villa. You know, because every time I go out, people was like, man, that's crazy. I was like, man, you guys listen to the fan. You guys are crazy. What are you guys going on? What are you guys doing with your life?
I like this, man. Hey, you know, I like this conversation, honestly. It is. What is good about what happened, it sparks more awareness. And honestly, that's what needs to happen in this world, to be honest.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you, Marquise. I appreciate you guys taking the time today. Joe, you got something else?
One more thing. Another thing is, everyone is right to their own opinion. And you can be opinionated on anything you want to. But trust and believe, we got to bring awareness to police brutality. And you guys know I'm full in with the police. In every city that I'm in, I love the police. You know how I am with it. Some of my best friends are cops. But, man, the ones that are bad, we got to weed out. And that's just common sense with everything. And I hope people realize that and see that. But trust and believe, there are a lot of great cops, and y'all guys know I fully support them.
Well, your foundation, Marquise, does a lot of stuff with the police, both here and in Lakeland, correct?
And North Miami, 100%.
Where are you guys going right now, Al?
We're at the taco place on McKnight Road, man. We're going to smash it out.
Hope it's not all you can eat. Al's been thrown out of those a few times.
Yeah, that's from stealing extra food.
Look at this car. He just went over that cone. That's crazy.
All you Pittsburghers up here breaking the law. You just went down a one-way road.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time today. I know you're busy. Hopefully, we're going to be seeing you sometime during a football season. Are you confident there's going to be football?
1,000%. Doing better than us money without us playing.
But what about the health risks? Do you have any worries about that?
We came back in 2010 with a lockout as well. I get guys are going to get injured. Guys get injured every year. Football.
And I'm not talking about that kind of health. I'm talking about virus health.
Well, no, because, I mean, it's already showing that if you're 60 and under, that it's a 99% health recovery rate. So, I mean, I hope there ain't no 6-year-old players out there playing football.
Yeah, but you also have parents and grandparents and families, though, too, correct?
Yeah, but we also have the flu every year and also have 50,000 car crashes every year, but we're in a car right now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We already tried to lock down the world for as long as we can. This is a working country. I get it. We got to be as safe as possible. Yeah, we do. But man, for us not to come back and be able to play sports and football when we're young and all healthy, like I go there every single year. Guys come in there, they catch the flu, they get the cold.
They don't get the flu shot. They're volunteers. Yeah. Don't get the flu shot.
They get everything, and then the next thing you know, they come back to practice the next week, and everything's fine.
What would it be like if you play games without fans?
No.
The same thing is like at training camp, or I mean at practice at the south side.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what, we're athletes, bro. If someone goes out there and say, man, go compete, it don't matter who's in the stands. I'm pretty sure they'll figure out a way to put some crowd noise in there or something.
Joe?
Al, for some reason.
Maybe we can have like a playlist request,
just like Seattle. They put the extra speakers in there, right? They're like the 12-man thing.
I think we should have like a playlist request during the game, and you can like submit your song, and maybe based on how many years you've been playing, you can get your song whenever you
put
want.
Put out Tennessee whiskey the whole game, and I'm gonna go crazy out there.
Who's driving?
He's my chauffeur, guys. You know, I just ride passenger.
What does Al look like at this point? Does he look like he's been quarantined? Does he have a beard that goes down to his belly button? Or what? Describe Al's appearance, Marquise.
Well, you know,
hold on, let me give you this.
He has on the same camo shorts he's had on the last 3 to 4 years. They're probably the same gray shirt, but
who's
he has on my sandals that I gave him 3 years ago, and he did shave up by himself.
Listen, I'm gonna give you this. I look like Ben Affleck in Pearl Harbor. Picture that.
I wonder, Al, if this is going to be the last anything but football with Al.
1,000%
at the Villa. Yeah, I feel it. I can feel it. We'll never be in the locker room again, which you guys must love.
Love it.
I love seeing all the guys go run over to one player and get all the information.
We got a Zoom request for an interview from Joe Starkey. Decline.
Give me the password to get into that Zoom meeting. Yeah. Oh, you must have missed a number. Oh, man.
Oh, that hurts, Al. That really does.
You guys don't like us more, to be honest with you. Y'all don't get the day-to-day attitude for some of the players.
Yeah, now it's going to be a little different.
Ron, they're going to love this like nothing they've ever loved before.
Oh,
Al, no. Marquise.
We're taking advantage.
Thank you guys for taking the time. Enjoy your tacos.
For sure. Stay safe. Go Pittsburgh.
You too. Stay safe, guys.
Wow, how about that one, Ron? That thing was going off the rails at every point. I felt like at any point there could be something very bad happening, but it was mostly good.
Well, these guys started with who they are, and they're hiding their voice, and the connection wasn't real good there to begin with. So when he said he got a guest and it isn't Dave, I was shocked.
So was I. That was something.
I didn't think he ever goes anywhere without Dave, right?
I didn't think so. I don't know if that was good or horrible, but it was something. And you were surprised, weren't you, Ron? You thought it was Neil Walker.
I thought it was Neil Walker. I did.
Wow. What a moment in Cook and Joe show history that was. All right, Ron. Let's recover from that for a few minutes. And we have Julius Page coming up at 11:40. John Heyman at the top of the hour. It's Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.